Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute.
Perhaps you have heard of the movie Chariots of Fire, an inspirational Oscar-winning film about the 1924 Olympics. Yet perhaps you did not know the character portrayed by Dennis Christopher in that movie, Charles Paddock, was one of the world's most supremely gifted athletes of his generation and the first person to be given the title of the fastest man alive. Charles is buried in the Sitka National Cemetery as a result of his death in a mysterious plane crash that occurred near Sitka in 1943 while he was flying on an inspection tour with four other servicemen and Major General Charles Upshur, the Marine Commanding General of the Pacific Department. A hugely popular figure in American track and field during the 1920s, Paddock earned such nicknames as the Blonde Streak, the Human Meteor, the California Cannonball, the Fastest Man on Legs, and my favorite, the Prince of Sprint. A newspaper man since age 14, Charlie served as a Marine in World War I before going on to excel in sprint events after the war, becoming the first person to be named the Fastest Man Alive. He became so popular in American culture, he went on to play lead roles in movies. It was in the 1920 Summer Olympics that Paddock had his greatest successes, winning the 100-meter, placing second in the 200-meter, and anchoring the American 4x100-meter relay team to a then-world record time. The charismatic runner was known for his high knee stride and unique leaping finish. To add to his unusual style, Charlie always competed in silk. He was loved for more than just his unique style, though. Paddock broke or equaled 13 world and American records, including the 100-meter dash at 10.2 seconds, a record which stood for 35 years. At the 1924 Olympics, which Chariots of Fire made famous, Paddock again qualified for both the 100 and 200 meters, but was less successful than 4 years earlier, finishing fifth in the 100 and winning a silver medal in the 200. Remarkably, Paddock participated in his third Olympics in 1928, but did not reach the 200-meter finals. My favorite story of Charlie Paddock occurred during the 1928 Penn Relays. Fans were clamoring to get a glimpse of the sprinter in his baby blue striped track shorts and shirt. It was a bitter, cold April day with icy rain falling, making track conditions poor. The New York Times reported the conditions as abominable. However, the muddy cinder track and the other athletes were no match for Charlie as he took an impressive lead at the outset. Though it was apparent Paddock was going to win, no one expected what was to happen next. In Charlie's own words, he tells of what must have been his most unusual race. "I was running next to the brick wall. Looking ahead, I saw something which made me think I was dreaming. The great wall of the stadium, black with people, was slowly giving way and an instant later fell across the track, carrying with it the first row of spectators who had been leaning against it to watch the start. But being the competitor he was, Paddock hurtled the bodies and debris and finished the 175-yard distance in world record time. Every newspaper in the country reported on the extraordinary scene. The New York Herald Tribune wrote that nearly 100 fans had dropped onto the muddy cinder, none seriously hurt. They were still falling when Paddock and his pursuers dashed by." Charles Paddock was a remarkable man who entertained the world with his athletic skills. He finished his last race while serving his country and now lies at rest with Sitka's rugged peaks as a background to an illustrious life.
This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.